Hello and welcome. Today, we're going to explore the Brady List, a critical tool in ensuring fairness, transparency, and accountability within our criminal justice system. You may have heard of it in connection with landmark Supreme Court cases like Brady v. Maryland and Giglio v. United States, which require prosecutors to disclose evidence that may impact a defendant's guilt, punishment, or the credibility of key witnesses, including law enforcement officers. But what makes the Brady List so important today? Let me walk you through its key functions and how it's changing the way justice is served. First and foremost, the Brady List ensures enforcement discretion. It's crucial to understand that this platform does not rely on machine learning, artificial intelligence, or any other automated coded mechanisms to make decisions. This list is human-driven, preserving the nuanced discretion necessary for each case. Law enforcement agencies maintain control over the process, making sure that officers' conduct is evaluated fairly and accurately. Next, the platform is designed to empower prosecutorial disclosure. While prosecutors have long been required to share Brady material, this can be a complex and time-consuming task, especially across large jurisdictions. The Brady List simplifies this by automating the compilation of data across entire jurisdictions, ensuring prosecutors have what they need to fulfill their disclosure obligations effectively and efficiently. It's a groundbreaking resource that streamlines the process of identifying potential credibility issues. But that's not all. The Brady List also enables judicial oversight in a way never before possible. It is the first platform of its kind that serves the judiciary by ensuring the proper delivery of Brady material disclosures. This means judges now have a direct line to review whether Brady evidence has been handled and disclosed appropriately, safeguarding the integrity of the trial process. At the heart of this innovation is a commitment to building trust in the community through transparency. Unlike closed-door systems, this Brady List is and always will be open to the public. By giving everyone from legal professionals to everyday citizens access to this information, we foster an environment of openness and accountability, critical to maintaining public confidence in the justice system. Finally, the Brady List is about demonstrating accountability across the board. It encourages law enforcement, prosecutors, and the judiciary to showcase their entire workflow, from the intake of complaints through categorization, investigation, and the final resolution. By documenting each step, the Brady List provides a clear, transparent record of how justice is pursued and delivered, ensuring that the highest standards of conduct are maintained. In summary, the Brady List is revolutionizing the way we ensure fairness in our justice system. By promoting discretion, empowering prosecutors, enabling judicial oversight, and fostering transparency, it stands as a beacon of accountability. Thank you for joining me, and remember, an informed and transparent justice system is one where trust and fairness can thrive. In the state of Arizona, the Brady List, a critical tool for ensuring that law enforcement misconduct, use of force reports, and complaints are disclosed to the defense in criminal trials, has been largely disregarded. Despite constitutional mandates, Arizona has failed to comply with its obligations under the 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution, which guarantee fair trials and due process. The state's systemic refusal to utilize the Brady List in a meaningful way denies defendants the evidentiary disclosures they are entitled to, including any impeachment evidence about officers who have credibility issues. The state's criminal justice system is structured and maintained by several key officials, each of whom bears responsibility for this failure. As the current governor, Katie Hobbs has the authority to influence statewide criminal justice reforms, but little has been done to enforce compliance with Brady obligations. While she has spoken about criminal justice reforms in broad terms, the governor has not effectively addressed the state's failure to utilize the Brady List to ensure the fair administration of justice. Hobbs could do much more by mandating that all counties and law enforcement agencies comply with Brady requirements, instituting comprehensive training, and enforcing policies that compel the disclosure of officer misconduct. Attorney General Chris Mays holds a key responsibility for upholding constitutional standards in criminal cases across Arizona. Unfortunately, her office has consistently failed to enforce the use of the Brady List, which could help ensure fair trials. One significant figure within the Attorney General's office is Mitchell Alley, a senior attorney who has been linked to decisions obstructing the full utilization of the Brady List. Alley's involvement in high-profile consumer protection cases, such as actions against Coulter Motor Company for discriminatory practices, showcases his capability, but his actions regarding Brady disclosures tell a different story. Alley's interference with the Brady List has contributed to the ongoing issue of non-disclosure of police misconduct in criminal cases. This obstruction has directly impacted the state's ability to meet its Brady obligations with multiple agencies, including Maricopa County prosecutors and Phoenix PD, being implicated in cases of wrongful convictions due to withheld Brady material. The Francis Salazar case, where Phoenix officers concealed an officer's history of dishonesty, illustrates the real-world consequences of these failures. Although Mays has led initiatives in consumer fraud and civil rights, her office has not prioritized comprehensive reforms to ensure prosecutors and law enforcement fully comply with Brady requirements. Alley's role in this failure points to a broader issue of internal resistance to transparency, which continues to harm defendants across the state. What more could the Attorney General do? The Attorney General could mandate a statewide policy requiring all prosecutors to rigorously review and disclose Brady material. Additionally, there needs to be an internal audit system to ensure that the Brady List is maintained and actively used in prosecutions. Alley and others within the AG's office should be held accountable for their role in obstructing this critical aspect of justice. An internal push for transparency in Brady disclosures is long overdue, and Mays has the power to require that prosecutors statewide rigorously check and disclose any Brady material, but so far, this initiative has not been prioritized. Chief Justice Robert Brutinel plays a key role in overseeing the state's judicial system. The Arizona Supreme Court has the authority to set judicial standards and ensure courts are following Brady disclosure requirements. However, the court under Brutinel has not taken a proactive stance on addressing the systemic failure to maintain and disclose Brady material. Without more robust guidance from the Supreme Court, lower courts continue to operate without a uniform system for handling Brady lists. The Chief Justice could call for statewide judicial reforms that force compliance with Brady standards and increase accountability for non-disclosures. Though the Secretary of State, Adrian Fontes, is not directly involved in criminal justice, his role in elections and public records transparency could intersect with broader accountability efforts. Fontes has not publicly addressed Brady issues, but he could assist in advocating for public access to law enforcement records and encouraging statewide reform that aligns with constitutional obligations. Arizona does have a POST, Peace Officer Standards and Training Department, which is responsible for setting training standards for law enforcement officers. However, the department's head has not sufficiently addressed the training gaps that lead to Brady violations. The Phoenix Police Department has been singled out in multiple reports for not properly training its officers on Brady disclosure requirements. The head of the POST department could institute mandatory training for all officers, ensuring that they understand the necessity of disclosing any impeachable evidence, particularly from officers on the Brady List. The Arizona State Bar also has a critical role in ensuring ethical legal practices among attorneys, including prosecutors who are required to disclose Brady material. The Bar has not taken significant public action to hold attorneys accountable when they fail to make these disclosures. The Bar's leadership, like other state authorities, could push for disciplinary actions against prosecutors who habitually ignore Brady obligations. This would signal to all legal professionals in the state that constitutional compliance is non-negotiable. Arizona is not in compliance with its Brady obligations. Cases like that of Francis Salazar and the broader actions of officials like Mitchell Alley demonstrate a profound failure to ensure fair trials. The Brady List, if implemented properly, could transform Arizona's criminal justice system by preventing wrongful convictions and protecting defendants' constitutional rights. Failure to comply will only lead to more wrongful convictions and costly taxpayer-funded settlements. The Brady List, if used appropriately, could be a powerful tool for ensuring that individuals facing criminal charges receive a fair trial. Without it, the state risks not only violating constitutional rights, but also facing significant financial liabilities, as wrongful convictions lead to costly settlements. Arizona must act now to address its failure to comply with Brady and restore public trust in its legal system.